What I'd like to talk about is the borrower defense rule, if we could, please. After losing your latest court battle to implement the borrower's defense rule, your department issued guidance that no school could force a student into mandatory arbitration over a dispute involving federal student loans. I think that's good. Yet your guidance stresses that schools could continue to use mandatory arbitration as long as the dispute did not involve a federal student loan. These enrollment contracts where schools hide these mandatory arbitration clauses in fine print, which is standard, students have to enter these contracts in order to attend school. They don't have a choice. So I'm wondering, Madam Secretary, why this you would continue to encourage schools to take away students' rights as a condition of going to school.
Well, Congresswoman, let me just speak broadly on the question and the issue. We did not agree with the Obama administration's approach to this. I'm certainly very aware of the court decision, and we are in the process of implementing that, while at the same time we're continuing to work on revising the rules so that it is one that we think is more fair to both students and taxpayers, ultimately. Our partial relief formula is meant to be respectful of taxpayers. There is no student that should be able to make a claim for borrower defense if they have not truly been defrauded or if they are gainfully employed. And so we're going to continue to work on this rule and implement as per the judge's orders.